Denise, would you like to talk about Millbrook Family Chiropractic? I don't think they do dog chiropractic services.
Not yet
is exactly right. I mean, by the way, do you know they do dog? I mean, I don't know about Millbrook Family Chiropractic, but there is massage therapy for pets.
I'm sorry, Chase. That's where I draw the line.
Well, if you are feeling out of sorts, maybe you're, you know, I've been watching, Wendy and I have been watching Dope Sick on Hulu, which is about the OxyContin, the whole situation with that. And listen, if you are on some pain medication that you just cannot get off, maybe you want to get off of it and it's very hard for you to get off. Millbrook Family Chiropractic may be able to help you with it. I mean, it's not like some sort of detox facility or anything like that, but they want to try and manage your pain in a better way that doesn't require you to take medication to do that with, if they can do that. Look into it. They're located on Highway 14 in Millbrook. 285-8483 is their number. Visit them online at millbrookchiropractor.com. They've been in business for over 12 years now. They're open Monday through Friday. Dr. Jeff Passley, Dr. Barbara Bloomquist, Will Reeves does a massage therapy there. Speaking of which, you can gift those 30 minutes or 60 minute sessions there. It's Millbrook Family Chiropractic, millbrookchiropractor.com.
So you see signs on a lot of drugstores, we don't stock OxyContin because...
And you also there's a couple of doctors that have been busted around town. I don't know if it was for the Oxy stuff, but...
On my road back from the bottom, I was room renting, and I briefly stayed at a house. It was a nice place, huge house, pool. Everybody had privacy, but the owner was addicted to that stuff, and she was a maniac. I got out of there. She frightened me. So I totally understand what you're talking about there. All right, we're going to check traffic before we get to our next edition of SRN News. And, of course, next hour we also do random facts, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
Well, good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We're seeing a little bit of traffic rolling into Montgomery this morning on Highway 231 now. Some of the red lights around Northeast Boulevard and East Boulevard are getting busy just a bit. I-65 and 85 building just a little bit as well. But with that said, we're still light to moderate all over the area. No problems. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka that we're aware of at the moment. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Military veterans, MCS offers VA cash out refinances up to 100% of the value of your home. 1 hour approvals, fast closings, MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time to greet the end of the week. It's Friday. The week's been rough. It's really been tough. You're glad that Friday's here. Can't do without this day. Let's shout. It's Friday. Been watching the clock. Now the weekend knocks. You're glad that Friday's here. Monday's finished. Tuesday's over. Wednesday, Thursday done. Ready for a break. Well, there's no more wait. It's Friday. Started off right and party tonight. You're glad that Friday's here. You're glad it's Friday.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Hello.
The Biden administration has suffered setbacks on a couple of fronts. First, the Supreme Court striking down the administration's COVID vaccine mandate for larger employers. And then Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema came out announcing that she could not agree to suspend the filibuster. And that sinks Democratic attempts to radically alter voting laws. The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a COVID vaccine mandate for most healthcare workers, those working at facilities that get federal funds. Senator Ted Cruz, deeply disappointed the Senate has defeated his bill. It would have imposed sanctions on Russia's Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline. Cruz saying it would have been the best way to deter Russian aggression against Ukraine. Wall Street, Dow futures are down 46 points. NASDAQ futures off 40. More details, srnnews.com.
Now, if you feel like you're stuck with a health care plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years. And it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
When I find myself at times of trouble, President Harris comes to me speaking words of wisdom, LGBTQ, in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, LGBTQ. 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 Yeah, there will be an answer.
Let's go, Brandon.
Go, Brandon, I agree. LGBTQ. LGBTQ. Screeching words of wisdom.
Let's go, Brandon.
Go, Brandon, I agree.
Oh, it was a bad day for Brandon yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And it couldn't happen to a bigger idiot.
I'm Joe Biden, and I
forgot
this message.
No problem. It is almost 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. And I think right now we should check out the forecast.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victoryland.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victoryland Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
It's now a little bit past 10 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Thanks, Shatner.
You're mocking me, aren't you?
It's totally past.
Good bit of sunshine today. Another nice day like yesterday with a high around 62. We had 66 yesterday, so we'll back up just a few degrees. But very nice. Not as cold tonight, low 41. Tomorrow now, A major storm system begins to affect the area. High temperature near 60. Showers becoming likely at some point in the afternoon. Periods of showers Saturday night and into Sunday. Sharply colder Sunday. In fact, the warmest temperatures will be around midnight Saturday night and then trail off to about 40 by dawn, let's say, and into the 30s after that. And I think before the rain comes to an end, it'll become mixed with flurries or sleet on Sunday. Just a novelty here. We're on the good side of the storm where we're not going to see any travel problems or accumulation with a very cold MLK day, low 29, high 49. Right now, clear and 36. Nice looking sunrise we had this morning here at 7-Eleven.
Would you please put on Fox Business, because I don't want to watch lies on television. And I need to know what the futures are looking like this morning.
Okay, well, guess what?
Not good.
Wow.
Not good.
You want to go back? Back to the cartoon channel?
Propaganda, yeah. I think Eddie is on Sundance. That's channel 79.
Not until 8.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I think we get infomercials up until then, which still might be better than looking at, you know, futures that are 200 points down.
Yeah.
What is our cable?
Wow.
Okay, so
how have you never done that before? How has that never been done before? I mean, maybe you have in the afternoon, but this first time I've heard it in the morning.
You got Spectrum in there?
Wow.
It's back. I had it for a while and replaced it with something else and never put it back. So now it's back. Do we have, is that what we, because 79, try 79, see if there's some Andy.
Maybe it is. I don't know. I remember upstairs, though, we always had infomercials up until, maybe it was up until 7. I don't know.
It's going to be standard definition. Ew.
Oh, gosh. It'll be just a big
there you go.
Oh, this is citizen's arrest.
Citizen's arrest.
Yeah. It's 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. I wanted to check the market. Brant yesterday, we talked to him in the afternoon, Brant McDonald from Avista Advisors. Mm-hmm. And they do regular meetings with the entire team there as they look over all the possibilities and trends that could develop in the market when they're looking out for the various portfolio models they build for their clients. And they're making some changes because the news hasn't been good. We've got super high inflation. That producer price index number yesterday is probably why the market is not off to a good start today. That's what it costs at the point of production. And guess what, friends? Eventually, that price increase to them comes to you, because when that happens, producers raise prices. It's a vicious cycle. So they do what they can, everything they can, to help grow their clients' money with headwinds like we're experiencing right now. If you have a future goal you'd like to save towards, whether it's retirement or perhaps buying something or just having a nest egg, think back, it was just 2 years ago when everything started closing down. A lot of people found their businesses shut and didn't have a nest egg to fall back on. You should at least do that for yourself, for peace of mind. Call them at 387-0094 and just arrange a meeting to talk ideas. You don't have to bring your checkbook or cash or anything like that. Just get an idea of where you would like to go with your money and become managerial about it in your future. 387-0094 for Brant McDonald and Jason and the team at Invista Advisors. We're at 7:14. We have your local news. And when we come back, the first of two really excellent intros to convoluted interest of random facts. I think my aneurysm is breaking loose.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. The bail hearing for suspected Bama Lane shooter Torrey Johnson was held Thursday afternoon, and a higher amount was approved. He's charged with killing one person and injuring six others on Sunday. He was out on bond. Judge Tiffany McCord approved the bail to be increased to $860,000. Johnson is now back in custody. Authorities in Monroe County say a body has been found. Monroe County Sheriff Tom Boatwright says they believe it could be the remains of missing Colorado woman, 56-year-old Cheryl Pence. She went missing after her son Saturday, January 1st, in a remote area of Wilcox County. The son was found the following Monday and taken to a hospital. And the Department of Public Health has released a new report on COVID cases in the state's public schools. It shows cases are five times the number they were just a week ago. The report doesn't specify if the cases involve students, teachers, or other staff members. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Some TikTok stars are making up to $18 million a year for dancing on a stupid app. Meanwhile, CEOs are getting by on a meager $13.5 million. CEOs like Bruce Cunningham.
Every day I work hard telling my assistants to do things for me. Golfing and managing multiple mistresses. Yet I still make less than a TikTok star.
Bruce spends his weekends at the country club crying in the arms of a young, attractive waitress.
I tried posting my own TikTok dance, but they told me I was too much of a cisgender white member of the patriarchy.
Many CEOs have been forced to do TikTok challenges to bridge the wage gap, but fail to get more than 10 followers.
Please help before I'm forced to sell one of my vacation homes.
You can make a difference by signing up to sponsor a CEO. For only $13,000 a month, you can help CEOs like Bruce pay off his alimony, lawyer bills, and his drug habit.
Won't somebody think of the bosses?
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor and seamless gutter professionals. Did you know installing a gutter system will help protect your home's foundation, siding, and brick by diverting water away from your house? At River Region Contracting, we won't upsell you with an expensive product that you don't need. To learn more about the benefits of a gutter system or a free in-home consultation, call us today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635, or like us on Facebook.
Hungover from holiday spending and now your vehicle needs some attention? Tire City and Automotive Service has the right tire and expert service to help you get the most bang for your buck. Right now through January 29th, get up to $200 off a set of Michelin Cross Climate 2 tires. We can also save you up to $100 off on other vehicle services. Visit Tire City and Automotive Service at our two locations, Atlanta Highway and Woodley Road. See store for details.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I want to get into vinyl, but I can't figure out where to download it.
You need to visit The Record Store.
Cool! Is that .com or .net?
Neither. The Record Store is a brick-and-mortar location.
Ooh, brick-and-mortar. Very trendy.
Once inside The Record Store, you'll find stacks and stacks of wax that you can easily flip through.
You mean scroll through?
No, just use your index finger to search for the album you'd like to purchase.
Found it! The new Billie Eilish. Now what?
Just walk up to the counter and pay the bald guy with the gray ponytail wearing the Clash t-shirt non-ironically, who'll turn up his nose and scoff at your selection.
Great! Where's the QR code for Venmo?
Don't be silly. The Record Store only accepts cash.
Cash? Where do I download that?
You can't. You need to visit the bank. But that's another commercial for another time. The Record Store, located in a strip mall three towns over from where you live.
And now, at last, it's finally time for
random facts.
Instead of finally time, he made a reference to the final thing that we just did.
It's a homonym.
And now Rich Thomas explains the joke. Love that. Da, da. Did you know seagulls can live for up to 30 years?
That I did not know.
Who knew?
Yeah. Unless, of course, what was that old thing? I remember in, I think in high school or something, they said, "Oh, don't give them Alka-Seltzer or something because it'll explode in there."
Right.
Yeah.
I never heard that one.
Yeah, because they'll if you throw anything in the air around them, they think it's food, and so they'll just swoop in, grab it. Yeah. And then there was something about Alka-Seltzer, it kills them because of
it, you know, explodes
it,
or something.
It gets in there and then it fizzes up and it just
I can't recall ever seeing a drooling flying seagull.
Well, that's what
foaming
I
foaming at the mouth.
That was something you heard in high school, and it was like, "Oh, that's cool! You blow up a bird."
And then in the condos on Florida, they tell you, "Don't feed."
Don't feed
the seagulls.
You always know who's doing it too, because it's right around whatever balcony is like doing that, and they're just kind of hovering around.
Sure. When I was 25 stories up, I had this wonderful. I had a 250 square foot balcony on the outside overlooking the bay. I used to just love.
It's a deck.
Yeah.
It's not a balcony.
That, and I used to love to sit out there in a nice, comfortable lounge chair and watch the pelicans go soaring by. They were such.
They're cool birds.
They really are. Very graceful.
Very foul.
Very foul? Is that what you said?
Foul.
Are pelicans foul? I thought like turkeys and chickens were foul.
Let's see.
Not all birds are foul, are they?
Oh, I didn't see.
Now I'm wondering. Let's learn us something, Jay.
You're bringing up. I didn't know that.
This is the edumacational part of the show.
I don't know. Let's see. It's not giving me an answer. I'm just asking, are pelicans foul?
Did you spell it O-W-L?
Yeah.
They have a foul mouth.
They are, they're a waterfowl.
Oh, waterfowl. Okay.
Okay.
So
I didn't err.
Did you know there were plans to have a spinoff show of The Office where Dwight would be running a bed and breakfast and beet farm? It was never picked up, but the pilot was filmed and was later added into the 9th season of the show titled The Farm.
Huh. I saw that. And yeah.
That was supposed to be the pilot for his own show.
I wonder why they didn't follow through on that, because that could have been good.
I have no idea. Did you know? Some of you may be familiar with The Witcher on Netflix. It is based off, well, that series is based off of a book, but there's a video game series that is also based off of those books. Anyway, the third in the series of video games, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, it had a 450,000-word script spread across 950 speaking roles in the game.
Yikes.
The dialogue took nearly 3 years to record.
Was it successful as far as
sales? It was a very successful game. Massively successful.
The only thing I know, The Witcher, is Willie the Witcher from Hooterville, who used to find water. Is that what this thing is, finding water?
Exactly. That's exactly what this is.
Is it really?
No, it's not.
Move on.
No, it's not.
With your silly random facts.
I don't want to say it's medieval, but it's set in the time of, you know, swords and the horses and, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, back in the days of horses.
Yeah. As transportation, as the main means of transportation, put it that way. You know, and then there's wizards and witches and all this other stuff. So, yeah, medieval fantasy, I guess, is what you would call it. Did you know, and Greg, you probably know about this, the Chicago Spire?
Spire?
Yeah, it was a planned, it was never built, but it was a planned 2,000-foot-high skyscraper, which would have been the highest building in the Americas and the second tallest in the world.
When was this planned? When did they announce this?
Well, it was canceled in 2008.
Oh, no. See, I was out of the Chicago news loop.
It would have looked like a tall, twisting tree or blade of grass. Hmm. Let's see if I can...
It would have been the tallest in the world?
The second tallest. The Chicago Spire. See if I can find anything out about this and where it was going to be located.
As long as I were to job by the Chicago Fire, FYR, that was the oldie station there.
Oh.
And the pretty cool call letters, because what's Chicago famous for? 1871, fire.
So what were the call letters actually?
WFYR.
FYR.
It was going to be located at 400 North Lakeshore Drive.
Wow, that would have been out right next to the lake and not in the cluster of downtown buildings. So that would have been amazing.
Pretty
to
impressive.
See. Yeah.
They haven't built a high-rise in Chicago in a long time.
No. And I was trying to find a bigger picture than this of the plan of what it was going to look like. I can't get you anything.
Yeah, see how isolated that is in that location?
It would have been, it would. Definitely would have.
It would have stuck out like, yeah. It would have
like a sore spire.
Like a sore.
That was inspired.
Oh gosh.
What else is on?
What have we done? Did you know Superman was initially conceived as a villain? It was a 1933 story called The Reign of the Superman. It featured a man choosing to pursue evil after he was granted powers from an experiment The authors later thought the character would be better as a hero and published the first Superman comic in 1938.
I'm just thinking of all the ramifications of Clark Kent.
Did you know Disneyland, not Disney World, but Disneyland, this is the California park, their Pirates of the Caribbean ride used real human skeletons for display.
Wow.
When the engineers couldn't recreate the skeletons, they asked the cadaver lab at UCLA for whatever they had.
I'm picking up the phone. Cadaver lab.
Hey, it's Disney.
You got it.
We need some bones. Coming up on Random Facts, we will talk about Stephen King and one of his works and inspiration behind it. We will also talk about Dennis Farina, as well as a passenger pigeon named Martha. Talk about the space program, specifically the Apollo space program, and the rapper Eminem. That's all coming up on Random Facts.
All right, 7:26. This has been yesterday. We were just like stunned. The weather was fine, but the accident count was like through the ceiling. I really don't know what's going on, but there have been so many fender benders under rather ideal weather conditions. So they're happening. I don't know if it's people are freaking out from lockdowns and COVID and this just ongoing situation. But if you are involved in one, wrong place, wrong time kind of situation, after you fill out the reports and you notify your insurance agent, you in the state of Alabama get to pick who's going to fix it and make it look good as new as maybe better. And that's what Montgomery Paint and Body has been doing for 4.5 decades. They are committed to detail. They are not, repeat, not capable of overlooking even the smallest thing. We can let that go. No, they don't work that way. That's not in the DNA of the Turner family. First with Donnie, founder of MPB, and now son Brandon. They have incredibly talented people, state-of-the-art technologies. You got to do the walk around over there one day from above and watch what goes on.
Oh, it's amazing.
It is. It really, really is. But most amazing of all is the day you go back and see your car for the first time since it was damaged. And you, wow, it does look good as new, maybe better. MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. The number, they hope, we hope. You don't have to call them for the reason they're there. But if you need it, it's 27REC with a W. Let's see how people are behaving this morning at 727. Country Random Facts coming up.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. Got a good bit of traffic now rolling through Montgomery on I-65 and 85 at the interchange downtown. We do have a good bit of traffic on East Boulevard now, but overall our traffic's not quite as busy in some spots as it normally is. We're hoping for an accident-free Friday. So far, so good. Buckle up, drive carefully. No problems, Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, or Wetumpka at the moment. Military veterans, let MCS lower your interest rate on your VA home mortgage. No appraisals or income verification needed. 1 hour approvals and fast closings. MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 232876 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your up-to-date market report. With just a short time left in 2021, I'd like to report this year's final market report. By the end of this year, through MLS, realtors would have sold 7,000 single-family homes. Close to 70% of listed homes sold in the first 60 days on the market. Many sold in days, not weeks. We are experiencing the strongest seller market that I've ever seen in my 43 years in the real estate business. Our supply of active listings in the River region now stands at only 655 homes available throughout our market area. If you own a rental home, this might be the perfect time to sell your home with a tenant in the home or when it becomes available. For buyers, we have worked out attractive terms to buy in this market and still own your home. We actively market and sell many homes each year. For details, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my cell phone, 221-2883. The Goodson Group.
Hey, at Marguerite's, if you have gold, we buy it. If you have diamonds, we buy it. coins, all kinds of valuable things, yes, we buy it. Or if it's just sitting in a drawer and something that's important to you, we'll remake it for you, or we'll trade it into something brand new. Regardless, don't leave things sitting around the drawer. You have all kinds of assets in the house. You need to check it out. Bring it down to us. We don't charge you to give you an evaluation of what it is. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's. Bring down your valuables. Let's see if you walk away with a check, trade it in, or get something brand new.
Why does Walgreens offer copays as low as $0 and 90-day refills? Because we care about Medicare, so you don't have to. I mean, do you really care to hear me go on about same-day prescription delivery making your life easier? Or how there's a pharmacy expert available 24/7 and one-click refills? Well, I just did anyways. Fill your Medicare prescriptions with Walgreens and save.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com/Medicare for complete details.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, a star is born. On January 14th, 1915, the world welcomed little baby Mark Goodson. When the Family Feud and Price is Right creator was born, his mother asked, "Is it a girl?" Sorry, Mom. Survey says it's a boy. Mark Goodson, A Star is Born.
And now,
on part one, you did Goodson. Let's see you do on part two. Of
Facts.
The game show guy, Goodson.
Goodson.
Yeah. You figured that out. I didn't think anybody would get that.
You can't put anything past me, buddy.
Did you know the Stephen King book Misery?
Okay.
You've seen? Have you guys seen the movie? I guess.
Gosh, or,
yeah, you know about it.
Yeah.
What's her name? What's the
Kathy Bates?
Yeah, oh gosh.
It's Kathy Bates, but was it Annie? I think was the name. Yeah, Annie was the name. Anyway, the antagonist in Stephen King's book Misery was based on not an actual person, but an addiction.
Oh,
it was Stephen King's addiction to drugs and alcohol.
Wow.
That's who he based Annie on.
I had no idea.
Somebody that keeps him trapped and, you know, keeps him sort of weighed down, I guess.
Do you know how many novels, you want to take a guess, that he's written?
Oh, God. I don't know. Over 200 or something, right?
Well, he hasn't had a real hit, though, in a long time.
It's a lot lower than 200.
Really?
Yeah. But it's in the dozens.
50, 60, somewhere in there?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Really?
63.
First book I ever read of his was Salem's Lot. And I got to admit, that book, it was the second scariest book to The Exorcist that I ever read.
I've never read that one.
And I could not stop.
He lived in Bellingham, Washington, so my brother would see him out at a restaurant or a bar, you know.
Anyway. Well, the nurse in Misery... He says, "Take the psychotic nurse in Misery, which I wrote when I was having such a tough time with dope. I knew what I was writing about. There was never any question Annie was my drug problem."
Uh-huh.
And then if you think about it, that setting was, you know, surrounded by snow, which, you know, what snow represents.
Yeah. No, what does it represent? I have never, I saw that in the theater and... Never thought I'd hear more people cheering for somebody getting their head crushed by a typewriter than you do in that movie.
She was
great. She reminded me of a few people.
Amazing as far as that role goes.
Yeah. I think she got a nomination or even won because of
she
it.
She may have. She should have.
Yeah. Did you know, we're going to another actor here, Dennis Farina.
I like him.
Yeah, he played on Law & Order. He was Detective, Fontana was the name.
Yep.
Anyway... He actually spent 18 years in the Chicago Police Department.
I'd heard that.
He rose to the ranks of detective in the Chicago Police Department.
If I'm not mistaken, they wrote part of what made him unique in the police department into the show because he was known to be a fancy dresser.
Mm.
Always very stylish. And if you watch a couple of episodes with him, and I thought he was really good as a replacement for Lenny Briscoe because Jerry Orbach passed away.
Yeah.
Right, I remember that.
He was Tony DeFranco's age when that happened.
We're going to run with that this next year.
Yes.
Did you know Martha, a passenger pigeon, died on September 1st, 1914? She was the last of her species. 40 years prior to that, passenger pigeons had numbered in the billions.
Yes. Yes, and if I'm not mistaken, Martha is on display at the Field Museum in Chicago.
I want to say that they did do a thing with that one specifically.
They were used in the war. Was it World War One or Two or both?
Well, this is 19.
Those are carrier pigeons.
This is 1914, so I would say.
Oh, it's so. This is what's the difference to passenger pigeon?
I'm not sure.
They don't carry messages.
I don't know.
The carriers had nicknames like FedEx and DHL.
Carrier pigeons and pad, they may be one and the same, actually. They may be just a different name for the same thing.
And the passenger pigeon's name again was Martha?
Martha.
Just wanted to mention that again.
Yeah, I see. Did you know the so NASA keeps a log of everything. Speaking of logs, the Apollo astronauts had to document and detail every single thing on their trips while they were doing that. So there exists a very detailed log of the Apollo astronauts' bathroom activities.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Collected and returned to Earth so that they could study that sort of thing.
Would they just have to write down two or one at a time?
It also, so they had to keep records of things, so they also had to include the volume and mass of every single sample.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's crap.
Because yeah. Well, still, it was one of those things where it's like, look, we're going to be in space. We might as well study the effects of weightlessness on
turds.
on our waste, I suppose. And finally, did you know? Eminem owns a restaurant in Detroit named Mom's Spaghetti.
Okay.
There's a lyric in one of his songs.
Whose song?
Eminem.
Oh.
Where he talks about, in fact, I think it's the, it's that main track he did for the 8 Mile, Lose Yourself was the name of it, which is kind of an autobiographical song of him, where when he went to his first like rap battle thing that he was involved with, he got so nervous he threw up his spaghetti.
I forget what his real name is.
Is it Marshall?
Marshall Mathers.
Yeah. Anyway, those are all of your random facts.
All righty, thank you, Jay. We will be back with a $10 food outlet pop quiz question in a moment. We want to thank Terry Adams, our buddy, the much beloved and glorious. He said, so cold outside that even the horns are slow. Prime Minister Playtime for joining us yesterday afternoon. And while he was here, he let us know what's happening this month at Adams Motorsports. The Kawasaki Ninja is the featured item in January at Adams Motorsports, family of sport, super sport, and hypersport motorcycles that offer the type of exhilaration that can only be delivered by legendary performance. From exciting daily commutes mind-bending top speed suitable only for the track, there's a Ninja sport bike for every type of rider. The Kawasaki Ninja motorcycles, exhilaration is everything and hard to come by. Not the Kawasaki Ninja. They've got them at Adams Motorsports. All the Kawasaki products from jet skis to this. So plan some fun for 2022. By the way, if you are interested in learning to ride so you can enjoy these products, and get out, get some sunshine, get away from it all, enjoy the visceral experience of riding. Terry can get you into the Motorcycle Foundation Safety Training Program, and you can learn to ride safely in 1 weekend. And that certificate also saves you on insurance. Stop by and see Terry and his team at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Hackle and open 24/7 AdamsMotorsports.com. We hope to hear that sound after we find a player and winner of our $10 food outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
I think this will be very easy for you. It's Friday. Why not make it easy for you? What was the name of the last passenger pigeon?
272-9228. 272-9228. If you are not the winner, stick around and get a bonus entry. Our grand prize drawing is this morning around 8:55. You can win a Clark's Club membership. You can win a Works from Don Duncan and a $25 Tucker Pecan gift card. 272-9228. Waiting for your call now.
Montgomery Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Looking around Montgomery right now, I'm seeing a little bit of congestion at Highway 231 and Northeast Boulevard. Also, East Boulevard at I-85 and Taylor Road building a bit. I-65 at 85, busy through downtown Montgomery. No problems we're aware of. Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. Keep it here for more traffic updates. Medical billing and coding and pharmacy technician classes start February 7th at Trenum State. Call 420-4240, Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, our first caller in is Brian.
Randy what?
Brian, good morning. Morning.
Hey, good morning.
The name of that first or last
carrier pigeon and died in 1914. What was the name of the pigeon? Remember? Hello? You there? Brian?
Yeah, what's your name?
Brian.
Hey, Brian. Yeah, can you hear me, Martha?
Yeah. Now we can hear you.
That's it. That's
you're a winner!
Good work. Hold on. $10. Head Start, a food outlet for you. And let's go to Tabitha.
Hey, Tabitha.
Good morning, son.
You want a question?
We're good.
You want a backup question?
We can. Okay. Yeah, we kind of came in late to the show,
If you came in late, then I'm not going to do this first one here because it was the first random fact. But let's see. How about this one? What Disneyland ride used real human bones? Disneyland.
Oh, still came in late for that one.
Okay.
It's a small world, but I don't know. That one always creeped me out.
No, okay. That's all right. Stephen King used his drug addiction as a character in what novel? That's okay. You're in the grand prize drawing. It's all right. It's okay.
Can you hear?
Yeah, what did you answer?
I think we said Misery.
Yes, you're right. There you go.
Very good, Tabitha. Say hi to those beautiful children. Have a great day.
They can hear you loud and clear.
All right, cool.
Beautiful. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, kids. Hello. Thanks for listening. Here is Keith.
Hey, Keith.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, did you hear all of Random Facts?
Mostly towards the end.
Okay. What is the Disneyland ride that used real human bones?
I heard it, but I can't remember because I remember you saying that they called UCLA to get some extra bones.
Well, you got the UCLA park, so guess what? We're going to give it to you. It is Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah, the Cadaver Lab. God. Hello, Cadaver Lab.
Yeah. Hey, you got some extra bones, drawing board?
That's right. All right, man.
Thanks for the call. Here is Joe Beth.
Hey, Joe Beth, hi.
Hey.
Hi. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wonderful.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
How long have you been listening now?
For years now. My dad loves listening to y'all.
Oh, that's great. Well, tell him thanks.
Yeah, and, good dad.
And here's a backup question. In the Office spinoff that never happened, Dwight ran what kind of business? You know? That was near the beginning. Maybe you missed that. It was near the beginning.
All right, can you name the city they were going to build a 2,000-foot spire?
Yeah, that's good.
I don't know that one.
Not Deetsville.
The Deetsville spire.
That's all right. You're still in the grand prize drawing.
Yes.
And the spire city was Chicago, and the Office spinoff was Dwight was running a bed and breakfast, okay? But you're in the grand prize drawing coming up at 8:55. You got to be listening to win, right? Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
And please call again. Thank you for breaking the ice today. It's easy. You have nothing to be nervous about. Then you become an experienced veteran like Gray-Haired Runner.
What's up? Yeah, I'm nervous all the time. Anyway, they put the spire on the North Shore Drive in Chicago, and I want to answer about the weightless doo-doo.
Oh, okay. The weightless. Yeah. I'm glad I don't have to document that.
Give me a backup.
Well, I've run slap out of backups, but you get because you knew that you get it.
All right, we're giving you the bonus entry because you were starting to repeat on a loop.
Right.
All right, we are at 16 minutes before the top of the hour.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
If you watch my video from time to time, today would be a good day to watch it because there's a lot to talk about. Big changes over the weekend. Clear sailing today. Good bit of sunshine. Mild for January with a high around 62. Not as cold tonight, low 41. Tomorrow, high temperature near 60, but showers become likely by tomorrow afternoon at some point, and periods of showers Saturday night and into Sunday. It turns sharply colder Sunday, one of the weirdest temperature days, because the warmest temperature will actually be close to midnight as the day begins, and then fall to about 40 by morning, and let's say upper 30s by late morning and into the mid-30s by afternoon. And as the rain starts to come to an end, it becomes mixed with a little bit of maybe snow, maybe some sleet before it ends. No accumulation here, just a little novelty effect. And you won't be able to build a snowman, unfortunately. Right now, this morning, clear skies and 34. It's 7:46.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help with low rates and an easy approval process. A home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
All right. We have animal stories coming up, including the celebration of something we do on January 14th, including a little song. So that is just ahead. I wanted to go over the food outlet specials. Sunday morning around 7:30, give or take a minute or two. I will be at the food outlet on Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, pushing my buggy through the aisles. I love the fact, you know, when we went over that list of items, now they say inflation 7%, but so many of the things that we regularly consume, from fuel on down to bacon and meat and other products, it's well above 7%.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what? After that producer price index number yesterday, it's not going to get better. The smart play for you as a consumer is to go to a place that keeps the pricing structure the same, and that's cost plus 10. I happily challenge you to, if you do like reconnaissance shopping, you're going to save money at Food Outlet on everything, and every week they mark down extra items for special. For example, New York strip steaks at $5.95 a pound. These are USDA grade A. The Food Outlet butcher will cut those to your specifications. Just ask. Aberdeen sliced bacon. Bacon has gone up 18%, inflationary speaking, but $2.79 for a package of Aberdeen sliced bacon is an incredible value. Not to mention the bacon you see featured on our Newstalk breakfast specials. That's right. A pound and a half of that last Sunday was $8.50. Now, that's a pound and a half of incredibly lean, excellent bacon. I recommend that you bake it and not fry it. It's the best. And yesterday, when I left this show, I went home, and guess what I had a big bowl of?
Beanie Weenies?
Beanie Weenies!
Why did I know?
Trademark.
How did I know that?
Ziegler Jumbo Franks.
Yeah, now trademarked, right?
A one-pound package of Ziegler Jumbo Franks, and they're excellent for Beanie Weenies! $2, for $5, or $2.50 each. And many other great values on special. Five-pound bag of russet potatoes, $1.97. Food Outlet, in addition to Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, on Main Street, west of 31 in Prattville, and Highway 14 in the Millbrook for Food Outlet.
This more bad economic news just came in. Retail sales dropped 1.9% in December.
Oh, that's horrible.
As Omicron products and product shortages and inflation crimp spending. So there's another stock market.
Oh. You got to be a special kind of stupid to manage to make retail sales go down in the month of December.
Right. Yep.
That's a first.
That's true.
All right. Let's go, Brandon. It is 7:48. Animal Stories coming up next.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Authorities in Monroe County say a body has been found. Monroe County Sheriff Tom Boatwright says they believe it could be the remains of missing Colorado woman, 56-year-old Cheryl Pence. She went missing with her son Saturday, January 1st, in a remote area of Wilcox County. The son was found the following Monday and taken to the hospital. The bail hearing for suspected Bama Lane shooter Torrey Johnson was held Thursday afternoon, and a higher amount was approved. He's charged with killing one person and injuring six others on Sunday. He was out on bond, but Judge judge Tiffany McCord approved the bail to be increased to $860,000, and Johnson is now back in custody. The Department of Public Health has released a new report on COVID cases in the state's public schools. It shows cases are five times the number they were just a week ago. The report does not specify if the cases involve students, teachers, or other staff members. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Hey, everybody. This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. I'm the wife of an Air Force veteran and the mother of two grown children, and I've teamed up with Eddie Bader to meet your real estate needs in the River Region area. Please give me a call at 334-398-2896.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout? Use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 4.98% APR with auto pay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which is stocked full of new truckloads of beautiful rustic furniture all throughout Alabama. The rustic look is in high demand, and Depot Furniture Gallery has beautiful choices to choose from. In fact, if it's the absolute best selection of rustic furniture in the entire River region you're looking for, when you visit the Depot Furniture Gallery, you're going to fall in love with the rustic style of furniture, especially the pieces with the sliding barn doors. They also have those rustic entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, accent consoles, coffee and end tables, and more at the Depot Furniture Gallery. The Depot is located inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. For more information, visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba, the news elephant. Where's that little brown dog? That's Chase. Time for Animal Stories. These creature features are true tales from the wild kingdom. That pun was intended. Wolfman to the vocal on Tusk. Thanks.
You've had a good week, or he's had a good week.
Yeah, he has. All right, the first report comes in from my Sam.
Your Sam? You got a missile?
That's what she said.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
I hope this is the long version of Tusk.
and what's worse, this is going to be the worst joke in radio history. My friend Sam and his wife Ella, you know Sam and Ella, right?
Yeah.
they say the CDC has reported an outbreak of salmonella in pet bearded dragons. Here's more information on this. He said,
you could get very sick from petting your lizard. Do not touch your bearded dragon, or you might contract salmonella poisoning. The CDC reports outbreaks in 8 states from people suffering from reptile dysfunction. That's right. These reptiles carry salmonella germs in their droppings. So avoid kissing or snuggling with your bearded dragon. Nobody wants to experience reptile dysfunction. This information is very impotent. I mean, important. Be sure to wash your hands after touching your lizard so you don't suffer from RD, reptile dysfunction.
That's just wrong. That's just wrong.
And we already know that today is Dress Your Pet Day.
Jesse has a dog.
And you know that the dog looks just fine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's bought some goofy clothes for his favorite canine. And he's hiding his leash. And the other dogs won't sniff his butt when he's on the street. And he won't get in the car for the dog park. I'm glad that I'm not Jesse's dog. Oh, he posts pictures on his blog.
And then finally, and I'm going to post this right after we are through.
Was you brought us?
An orangutan in a golf cart doing a spoof on The Sopranos called The Zoopranos.
Folks, you got to see the video. He's going to post it.
And the orangutan does look a little bit like Tony Soprano the way he's playing.
Yeah, it does. Drives pretty good.
Where's this new one?
This is,
Did you say where?
No.
That's a great little promotional video for a zoo.
Excellent.
It is brilliant. So I will post that in just moments on my Facebook page because it really is funny. And I like that song. 7:56. Boy, I need to get to Infusion. I might even call right after the show to see if I can get a couple of minutes with Dr. Terry Gross. He's my chiropractor over there, and I really need...
I saw him the other day.
...some dry needle on the neck. Yeah. It's really an effective technique if you've got a muscle spasm or a place that's just constantly cramping or aching or a stiff neck in general. It does not hurt. It does not hurt, but it does bring immediate relief, just as a suggestion among the many features at Infusion Cryo and Laser. It is a state-of-the-art wellness center. If you are not into vaccines and jabs, why not visit Infusion and talk to them about IV vitamin therapy to boost your immune system and get yourself protected that way? That's an option. An IV that can help you lose weight or replenish your system if you've been keeping crazy hours or partying a little bit too hard. Other pain remedies they offer include Juve Light therapy, cryotherapy, and laser therapy. You don't really feel anything. You just sit in a certain position. They aim the laser to drive the flow of blood to the place that's hurting. And let's not forget CryoSkin 3.0, a technology that can knock an inch off your waist in one comfortable 30-minute session. Talk to Ryan Turner at 296-1662 or learn more online at infusioncryoandlaser.com. A couple of minutes shy of 8 o'clock.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had the report of an accident a few minutes ago. Ann Street at I-85. Checking the cams, we're not seeing anything, but doesn't mean it's not there. Please use caution in that area on Ann around I-85. Other than that, moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. We're busy on Atlanta Highway. The Boulevard, busy this morning, but no other problems we're aware of in Montgomery. Prattville Millbrook with Tumka calling in an all clear. Get the Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhardt Toyota. They're on the East Boulevard. Shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com for Skywatch Traffic. Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem.